Let's start right around World War II. Back then, we had hundreds of seed companies. If you could hear the marketplace, it'd be loud and chaotic.
Tons of different seed sellers.
States Hybrid Service.
Northrop G.
Wartime innovations sparked the first era of a sea change in our food system.
Chemical breakthroughs and biological discoveries multiply production and improve quality.
Three key things came together. One, carefully bred proprietary seeds called hybrids.
Another, cheap synthetic fertilizer.
And finally, pesticides. Think of it as the holy trinity of modern agriculture.
These scientific breakthroughs grabbed the attention of large companies and ushered in our second wave of change. In the 60s, big business came calling on agriculture.
Pat Mooney is a researcher with the Canadian think tank Etc. Group. He says oil companies were early on the scene.
Standard Oil of New Jersey, which is now ExxonMobil, got into buying seed companies and looking at ways that they could use their fossil fuel industry interests, which is linked to, of course, fertilizers and pesticides as well, to become a one-stop retail shop.
Bigger footprints, control of distribution, putting seeds, fertilizer, and pesticides under one roof could lead to more profit.
At one time, Shell Oil was the world's largest seed company.
Agriculture enticed other big businesses, too. Chemical and pharmaceutical companies jumped in.
The pharmaceutical companies also had pesticide companies, and they could see the logic of moving into an industry which could let them take advantage of their pesticides and market their pesticides and their seeds together.
Unlike big oil, big pharma and some major chemical companies stuck around. At this point, our agricultural marketplace doesn't sound nearly as busy.
Upjohn Pharmaceutical.
Bayer.
Advanta.
Novartis.
Plus, in the 1980s, laws began changing in favor of big companies. Michigan State University sociologist Phil Howard studies corporate consolidation.
The antitrust laws were, kind of dramatically reinterpreted by federal agencies and federal judges in the U.S.
Small companies got gobbled up or struggled to survive. And Howard says it ushered in a new era where to succeed as a small business means to be bought by a bigger one.
Hell no, GMO! Hell no, GMO!
Finally, the third wave of change came 20 years ago with the introduction of genetically modified seeds. You probably know them as GMOs.
Genetic engineering transformed commercial farming. Companies like Monsanto and Syngenta created seeds that grow a whole lot more corn and soybeans.
But it took a lot of money to get there, and it put a bigger divide between the companies large enough to do that and all the rest.
Now, some of those leading agrochemical companies are proposing deals to get even bigger.
Chemical giant Dow wants to merge with DuPont. The German aspirin maker Bayer is trying to buy Monsanto, currently the world's largest seed company.
And a Chinese state-owned chemical company, ChemChina, wants to buy Syngenta, a Swiss seed and chemical business. If the deals currently in the works go through, the marketplace would be dominated by the three resulting firms, sounding something like this.
Dow DuPont.
Bayer Monsanto.
Syngenta ChemChina.
Dow DuPont.
Bayer Monsanto.
Syngenta ChemChina.
The companies say Dow they can serve DuPont. Farmers better by being bigger.
Opponents say too much concentration means higher prices and less innovation.
And food activists already decry the size and influence of giants like Monsanto. I'm Amy Mayer.
And I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.